We're in Simin Reish Lamed Hey. We're up to Siv Beis. Osir let lahaskil lechol chatzi shah somach lizman kriyishma shal arvis. It is osir to begin eating a half hour before the zman kriyishma of arvis. The reason being that you're going to continue eating and it'll take you a while and then you'll fall asleep and you're going to forget to say shema altogether. Now, we had the same halacha for mincha, except there it said that the same thing goes for other malachas. You should not be starting malacha within a half hour. Mishtabur brings an Eliyarabba who says that with other malachas, if it's before Zman Krishma, it is mutter. Learning before Zman Krishma is also mutter, but as soon as the Zman Krishma comes, the person has to stop. Unless he appointed a shomer where someone was asked to remind you. So in that case, you don't have to be mafsik. Now, according to the Taz, you don't need a chotzi shah, meaning he's arguing with the machaber, and he says that there's no halacha, what you're not allowed to start a half hour before Shema. It only goes by Shema, but most poskim go with the Shulchan Aruch. Any case where you ask someone to remind you to daven, the halacha is it's even mutter to eat. What happens if somebody davened Maariv early in shul, and the halacha is he has to say Shema over again a second time? So there the halacha is that there's no chiv of being mafsik a half hour before. There it's enough if when the Zman Kriya Shema comes, he immediately stops and says Shema. There's a Magen Avraham that even on Motsoi Shabbos, it's not right to start Shalosh Shudas within a half hour of Zman Kriya Shema. Further, im hischil lechol acher sheyegia zmana, what happens if you started eating beisser that was already after the zman came? Mafsik v'kora krishma below birchoseha, you say shema without the brachas v'gomer sudaso v'achakach koroso birchoseha mespalol, and then afterwards you say shema and its brachas together with shmona esrei. So if you were maschil be'isr, you have to be mafsik. If you were maschil be'heter, you don't have to be mafsik. Now, what's called a haschola? Says the Ramah, avalein tzorach lafsik l'tfila hol v'hischil lechol. For tfila, which is only a drabanan, you would not have to be mafsik. If someone didn't start eating, he just washed his hands, then the halach is he must stop his eating and go and say Shema. Yeah. So now what with the case here is someone washed, he didn't say the bracha of al netilas yodayim yet, he remembered that he hasn't davened Maariv, so the halach would be he should be mafsik, he should go and eat. He should go and daven. Whereas, what happens if he made the bracha of al netilas yadayim? So there, he has to eat a little bit. He should make a motzi and eat a little bit and then stop. But there he has to be mafsik. This is not called hischil beheter, although the halacha was that he was supposed to do this. This is called hischil beisr, because he wasn't supposed to start eating at this point. It's just he had no brera, because he had to save himself from a bracha of atala. Now this is more, that means this halacha is going to be more chomer than mincha, that in the case of mincha, as soon as you wash your hands, the halacha is that that's called hischil, and over here washing your hands is not enough to be called hischil. The difference is because by mincha, you know when it is, and you're going to do it then, whereas over here, it'll be mamshach, and you're going to be mamshach, and you're going to forget altogether. That means in mincha, because it has a short zman, you're not going to rely on davening later. With Krishna, since you have the whole night, we're afraid that you're going to keep putting it off. Further, v'im ein shehus l'spal mafsik af l'tfila, if you know that you're not going to be able to daven unless you're mafsik, then you must be mafsik.